In our sky, the next planet we see is Mars. Mars is easily seen on a clear night. Even its red color is distinctive, making it easy to pick out among the other stars and planets. Perhaps because of its red hue, it has always been associated with aggression and assertiveness. The Greeks associated it with their god Ares, the bullying god of war. The Greeks had an ambivalent attitude toward Ares, but the Romans renamed him Mars and placed him at the center of their culture. The god of war lives on in our culture today. Such movie characters as Rambo and Dirty Harry are modern incarnations of Mars. Even the name is still used when we speak of the martial arts. The Casey readings follow the traditional interpretations of this planet. Mars symbolizes the energy of assertiveness, aggression, and anger. It's important to remember that each planet represents a necessary aspect of human experience, and assertiveness and even anger are not bad in themselves. Mars represents a certain kind of energy. How you use it determines whether it's creative or destructive. Mars also expresses initiative and spiritedness. It describes that part of us that loves victory, loves struggle and challenge. If that energy is directed toward the gratification of selfish desires, then it is incredibly destructive. However, if it is harnessed and directed by high spiritual ideals, it becomes a powerful tool in improving the quality of life. Many of Casey's readings warn people about a possible difficulty with this Martian energy. It can manifest as stubbornness, holding a grudge, and meddling in others' lives. To some people, Mars expresses fear, restlessness, or even hatred. However, Mars also has a positive expression. To a 39-year-old woman, Casey said Mars gave her a good temper as opposed to a bad temper. He commented that a person without any temper is in bad shape, while those who can't control their tempers are even worse off. The woman, then, was one who could hold her temper and use it constructively. She was told that in an earlier life, she had been a Mohammedan woman during the Crusades. Marrying a French crusader, she returned with him to France. This experience, although difficult, had taught her to stand up for herself, while at the same time adapting to new situations. A 19-year-old youth was told that his Martian energy could express itself as anger, but also as inventiveness and daring. His reading turned up an interesting past life. He was told that he'd been Leif Erikson, the Viking who led expeditions to the New World hundreds of years before Columbus. That life experience had built many positive lessons in the dimension of Mars. The reading said flatly that he would carry forward these lessons through an interest in flying. Curiously, that same young man became an aviator and served throughout World War II as a flight engineer on a B-24. Moving out from Mars, we meet up with Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system. Traditional astrology labels Jupiter as the greater benefic, meaning that, even more so than Venus, the energies of Jupiter usually manifest in very pleasant ways. The ancient Greeks associated this planet with their god Zeus, chief of all the gods and goddesses of Mount Olympus. He was depicted as a robust, mature man with a flowing beard. In Greek mythology, Zeus was the child of Cronus. We'll meet Cronus again when we examine the next planet, Saturn, which was his Latin name. Cronus lived in fear of a prophecy that he would be defeated by an offspring. Therefore, he was in the habit of eating all his children. Zeus, however, was hidden by his mother until he grew to maturity and fulfilled the prophecy. For this reason, Zeus is the bringer of justice and order. He is the god of victory and expansion. The Romans changed his name to Jupiter, but kept his role and authority essentially the same. Traditional astrology associates Jupiter with an interest in higher knowledge, languages, and philosophy. It also indicates broad vision, wide social contact, and plenty of material resources. All in all, Jupiter signifies social power and the wisdom to use it creatively. The ennobling dimension of Jupiter can indeed lead you to a position of leadership among your fellow human beings. The Casey readings ascribe these same qualities to the dimension of Jupiter. One young boy of 14 was told in a reading, quote, from Jupiter, the abilities are in a pleasing personality, as in relationships to groups, individuals, or in associations with large bodies of people, unquote. It went on to say that through the influence of Jupiter, this boy was a quiet leader who would best serve as an instructor or executive. It predicted that he would find his way into a line of work concerned with physical healing. The boy grew up to become an executive for a major pharmaceutical company. In 1960, one of his relatives commented of this man, quote, he is the same jolly rotund boy of his youth, unquote. Besides leadership qualities, the readings describe the Jupiter influence with words like ennobling, broad vision, strength, and universal consciousness. However, even Jupiter can become a stumbling block if its qualities are misused. One man in his mid-20s was told that because of his